ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌ ಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹ ವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ, ದ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, ಥರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣಂ, ನೈನ್ತ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಇನ್ ಹುಚ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಹೀನ. ಆತ್ಮ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಲ್ಯೂಮಿನಸ್. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಆತ್ಮ. ಹೌ ಟು ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಹಿ? ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್, ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಹೀನ. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಹಿ. ಸ್ವಯಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಹಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್. ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್. ಹೌ ಟು ರಿಕಗ್ನೈಸ್? ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸೇಸ್, ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಆಜ್ಞವಲ್ಕ್ಯ ಸೇಸ್ ಟು ಜನಕ ಮಹಾರಾಜ, ಇನ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್. ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಕಗ್ನೈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್, ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್. ಬೈ ಅನಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೋ ದಿಸ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಆಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆಂಟ್. That is what Upanishad is presenting in this ninth mantra. What Upanishad says, that dream analysis, swapna vichara, we are doing swapna vichara, very very subtle subject matter. Upanishad says, a person experiences the dream, in that dream person experiences ihaloka and paraloka. Person experience ihaloka, this world, and paraloka, other worlds also. Other world means what? He can know the purva janma, and person can know the future janmas also. In the dream, person can know previous janma and later janma, that punarjanma, which birth he is going to get also, a person can know in the dream. Not often, sometimes. Therefore, this swapna is known as sandhisthanam, sandhyam. Sandhisthanam, it is a like a vasapadi madre. Vasapadi is in between, corridor like. Between this room and that room. Like that we have this swapna to know our previous janmas and future janmas also. Of course, it is in between jagrat and sushupti avastha. And Upanishad says, Agnivalkya says, when a person is young, childhood, dreams. Childhood dreams are associated with previous janma. Childhood dreams are associated with previous janma. That means what was his previous janma, where was he born, all this he can get in the very young childhood dreams, all connected to the previous janma. And at the time of old age, when you get dreams, those dreams, old age dreams are associated with future janma, adha paraloka. Childhood dreams are also paraloka. Old age dreams are also paraloka. And middle age dreams are ihaloka. Middle age dreams are connected or associated with ihaloka. So, paraloka dreams, ihaloka dreams, all dreams are nothing but your own mind projection. Vasana projection. Jagradavasthayam yad drishtam yad shrutam tad janita vasanaya nidra samaye yat pratiyate tat sa swapna vastha. Care of tattva bodha. Swapna vastha is that what I have seen in this jagradavastha, that alone comes in my dream, either in this janma or past janma. Even future janmas also will come. Nice to listen. How does this dream happens? What is the phenomenon take place when you get the dream? While we are doing interaction with the world, when we are doing interaction with the world, there are five factors involved. Five factors involved. First factor is sense organs. When I am interacting with the world, I use my sense organs. Second factor, my sense organs contact with the sense objects. Second factor. Third factor, preceding deity, the one who makes the sense organs to function, Adhishtana Devata, third factor. As I am interacting with the world, I get some anubhava experience. So anubhava is the fourth factor. Fifth factor, every anubhava leaves an imprint. Every anubhava is registered, or it leaves an imprint that is called vasana. Vasana is another factor, final one, fifth factor. So what are the five factors? Sense organs, sense objects, Adhishtana Devata, Anubhava and Vasana. Then in dream, how many factors are going to be there? In waking state, when I am interacting with the world, these five factors are there. Now the question is, are these five factors involved in dream or not? If not, how many factors involved? Is there any factor at all, or no factor, or any other one or two factors? In dream, sense organs are not available, these sense organs. Worldly sense objects are also not available. When sense organs are not available, they are all withdrawn. Therefore, sense that Adhishtana Devatas have no job. Therefore, no Adhishtana Devata. Then, because sense organs are not there, sense objects are not there, therefore there is no Anubhava. Then who is there in the dream? Only Vasana is there. Vasana alone is there in the dream. Other four factors are withdrawn temporarily. Okay. Now we have understood little bit about the dream. Vasana is that activated in the dream. Vasanas are activated in the dream. Now Upanishad says, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Vasana activated means what? Vasana activated means, in the mind, that vasana, it will take one akara, that object. Vasana, the mountain vasana akara vritti arise. Mountain akara vasana vritti, that is important. Not real mountain. In dream you are seeing vasana vritti rupa parvataha. If you see elephant in the dream, vasana rupa vritti. is activated. Vasana Rupa Gajavritti. Gajavritti, elephant. Parvata Vritti. Griha Vritti. All are vasana only. There is no real house. There is no real elephant. There is no real mountain. But you see mountain, you see the house, you see elephant also. All are vasana vritti rupa gaja parvata griham. So vasana vritti is a modification, vikara. The vasanas will get vikara, changing. Vasana vritti also changing in the dream. Then Upanishad says, Sakshi Chaitanyam is that, who is the illuminator of this dream? Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the mind which is in the form of Vasana Vritti. Dream means what? Vasana Vritti. Where Vritti take place? In the mind. So Upanishad says, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the mind which is in the form of Vasana Vritti. Whatever object you see in the dream is nothing but Vasana Vritti. It takes place in the mind. That mind Sakshi Chaitanyam illumines. So what? The illumine, that Sakshi Chaitanyam which illumines the dream, you keep that point aside now. Now the mind in Jagradavastha, who is the illuminator of the world, keep dream aside. Now you have understood the dream. Dream is that nothing but Vasana Vritti. That Vasana Vritti is activated. That activated in the mind. That mind is illuminated by the Sakshi Chaitanya. Okay, you have understood. Nicely I have understood. Then, see the other point. Mind is that which illumines the world, waking world. You are in waking state. Now keep the dream state aside. Now come to waking state. In waking state, mind is that which illumines the world. Which illumines the world, mind knows the external objects. Mind is active, sense organs are active, Adhishthana Devatas are active, you are getting Anubhava and you are preserving Vasanas. In Jagradavastha, mind is the illuminator of the world. World becomes what? Object. Mind becomes what? Subject. In Jagradavastha, mind becomes the subject, world becomes an object. Whereas, in Swapna, there are no external objects, there is no world, mind is the object, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. Okay? Sakshi Chaitanyam is the subject. Now, what is the point here we have to note? When the mind is illumining the world, mind depends upon the sunlight. Mind depends upon the sunlight to illumine the world. Mind alone cannot illumine the world, but it requires, it is supported by the external light called sunlight. Or any light for that matter. Mind requires a light to illumine the world. It cannot see the objects without the sense organs, cannot see the objects. Through the sense organs, mind cannot know the objects without either sunlight or tube light or any fire or any light. That means what? Mind requires an external light in Jagradavastha to experience the world, to illumine the world. Whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't require any external light to illumine the mind, which is in the form of Vasana Vritti dream. I am moving from waking to Jagrat to dream. Okay? In Jagrat Avastha, mind requires external light. Anya Prakashahana. It requires another Prakashahana. Whereas Sakshi Chaitanyam, Anya Prakasham Vina Nirapekshaha Anyan Prakashayati. Mind it illumines. That is why Atma is Swayam Jyotihi. Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is Swayam Jyotihi. It illumines the dream without any tube light, without you are sleeping in the dark room. You are seeing the dream without light, no sunlight, no tube light, no Petromax light. Sakshi Chaitanyam is that which illumines the dream without any external light support. That is why Atma Jyoti is called Swayam Jyoti Hina. Swayam Jyoti, self-effulgent. Without expecting any external light, Atma illumines the mind, which is nothing but in the form of dream, vasana, vritti. The next question will come. That means, Atma is not Swayam Jyoti in Jagrata Avastha. Atma is not Swayam Jyoti in Sushupti Avastha. You are saying Atma is Swayam Jyotihi while it is seeing the, illumining the dream, you say. That it means what? It is as good as saying Atma Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam is not Swayam Jyoti in Jagrata Avastha. Atma Chaitanyam is not Swayam Jyoti in Sushupti Avastha. Question comes. Atma Chaitanyam is Swayam Jyoti only in the dream. For that, Agnivalkya says, no. Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is ever Swayam Jyoti. Atma Chaitanyam is ever Swayam Jyoti, self-effulgent. Then when it is self-effulgent, ever self-effulgent, why you are talking only about the dream? Why not in Jagrata Avastha? Why you are teaching separate classes, Swapnam Pati? Why you are talking? For that, Agnivalkya says, even though that Sakshi Chaitanyam Atma is self-effulgent, Swayam Jyoti, it cannot be recognized in Jagrata Avastha. Even though Atma Chaitanyam is self-effulgent Swayam Jyoti, it cannot be recognized as Swayam Jyoti in Sushupti Avastha, because the reason is this. What is the reason? Why you are choosing only Swapna Avastha to recognize Atma as Swayam Jyoti? Why not Jagrata Avastha? Why not Sushupti Avastha? The reason is, in Jagrata Avastha, Sakshi Chaitanyam is there, Swayam Jyoti. Mind is also is there as the illuminator of the world. That means two illuminators are there. Two illuminators are there in Jagrata Avastha. How? Mind is the subject from the standpoint of the world, and Swayam Jyoti Atma Chaitanyam is already there as the subject, and mind is the object in waking state. Mind is the illuminator role it is playing in waking state. The crucial point, okay? In Jagrata Avastha, in Drikdrishya Viveka, we saw this. Drik number one, Drik number two. This is mind is the temporary druk. Seer number one, seer number two. Mind is illuminator, it is playing a subject role. Even though Atma Swayam Jyoti is there, illumining the mind, since mind is playing the subject role in Jagrat Avastha, the Swayam Jyoti Atma Chaitanyam is not prominently recognized. That is the karanam. The Jagrat Avastha, this mind is playing a subject role, illuminator role, from the standpoint of world. Therefore, since mind is playing the illuminator role prominently, this Swayam Jyoti Atma, even though it is the illuminator of the mind, is not predominantly recognizable. Therefore, in Jagrat Avastha, Swayam Jyoti Atma cannot be recognized easily. Cannot be recognized. It is ever self-effulgent, ever Swayam Jyoti. Atma is Nityaha, ever there, ever self-effulgent. But you cannot recognize because mind is playing the illuminator role in Jagrat Avastha. Okay, what about Sushupti Avastha? Adi sollalame enna? Sushupti Avastha, there is no interaction at all. There is no object, subject, mind is not active, sense organs are not active, world is not there. Nothing is there to illumine. Nothing is there to illumine. Yeah. Swayam Jyoti, I want to illuminate. Mind is not functioning, mind is passive, sense are withdrawn, world is already withdrawn. One sense organ withdrawn, the world where? Nothing. Nothing is there to illumine. Where is the, no job for Atma there? Sakshi Chaitanya ki job e illa ange. Inge job irundalu kandikkana illa yarume. Nobody is bothered. There is no job of illumining something. In its presence, something must be there to illumine. Here to illumine, mind is sitting in front, Atma is behind, mind is highly active. Therefore, final conclusion is what? Swapna is the ideal condition to recognize the Atma as Swayam Jyoti. I hope you are following. Okay, now, next question. Now this is clear. Now tell me, Atma is the dreamer or mind is the dreamer? The question. Next question, basic question comes. What is that question? Does Atma is the illuminator of the dream? Does Atma is the dreamer or the mind is the dreamer? The question number one. For this, Agnivalka says, mind alone is the dreamer. Atma is not the dreamer. Mind alone is the dreamer because of its vasana. Vasanas are all in the mind alone. Since vasanas are triggered, activated, since vasanas are in the mind, mind alone is the dreamer. Mind alone is the dreamer. And that vasana vritti is undergoing a modification. Undergoing a modification in the mind. So, mind is the dreamer, not the Atman. The next question, where does this vritti modification take place? Where does this vritti modification, savikaram, vasana vritti modification, where it takes place? It takes place in the mind alone. Mind alone is the dreamer. In that mind alone, vasana vrittis are activated. That vasana vrittis are activated, undergoing modification, they are changing in the mind alone. Therefore, this vritti modifications are also taking place in the mind alone. What about Jagrat? What about Sushupti? Suppose any vritti take place, where they are taking place? All are in the mind only. In Jagrat Avastha, waking state also, all thoughts, modifications are taking place in the mind alone. the dream also all thoughts and modifications are taking place in the mind alone. So what is the locus of dream? Na, what you have to say, mind is the locus of the dream. Mind is the locus of vasana's modification. Okay? Mind alone is the, when you say, I slept, I dreamt, I awake, mind is the locus. When you say, I slept, I dreamt, I awake, mind is the locus. Suppose, if I say, I see the clip, clip vritti. Clip vritti take place where? In the mind. Clip vritti take place in the mind. What about part vritti? Part vritti also take place in the mind. Every vritti take place in the mind alone. Not only vasana vritti. Even in jagradavastha, all thoughts are taking place in the mind alone. So what sarvasam vritti nam adhikaranam antahkaranam manaha evana. Sarvasam vrittinam, all vrittis, thoughts, adhikaranam, the locus is manaha eva, mind alone. Now comes another question. I slept, I dreamt, I ate, I walked, everything I you say that vritti take place in the mind. Then the question is, if I am there as a sleeper, if I am there as a dreamer, one who dreamer, mind, sleeper, mind, waker, mind, then what I say, I am sleeper, I am waker, I am dreamer. When I am saying like this, why can't we take the mind as atma? Question. The vrittis are coming in the mind. The mind alone, this vritti comes, I am the sleeper, I am the dreamer, I am the waker. Why can't we take this mind as atma? Question. For that, we have to say, we can't take atma, mind as atma. There are reasons. What are those reasons? We can't take the mind as atma because is reason is what? Avastha trayeshu anusyutatayaha manaha vartate. Avastha trayeshu manaha anusyutataya vartate. Mind is there in all the three avasthas. Appo mood avasthalu irukkum bodhu andha manasse atmani sollalam illiyo. சொல்லக்கூடாது. என்ன சாட்சி ஆத்மா alone is there, we have to say, not mind. For that Shankaracharya answers here, when you are seeing an object, there are two things. இங்க இருந்து இன்னும் செட்டில், you will go further, further, deeper levels of analysis. When I say, I see this clip or book, there are two things. Clip is there, I am is there. Naan clip paakren, I am seeing the clip. Clip object is there, I am there. Naan irukken, naan clip paakren. Rendu vishayam irukka illaya? In every cognition, in every perception, there are two things. One is object, one is, another is subject I. I am and the object. Subject I and the object. This subject I is who? Na, illuminator mind. Every vritti is taking in the mind. Clip vritti taking place where? Mind. Clip is there, object. Mind, in that mind, what vritti is coming? I am seeing the clip vritti is coming. It is coming in the mind. Therefore, I am the seer of the clip. This I am seer is mind. Isn't it? I am seer is mind. I am seeing the clip object. So I am seer mind who is illumining the clip. This mind, I am seer of the clip, is the subject. Mind is there, clip is there. Illuminator mind, I am the seer of the clip is there. And clip also object is there. Rendu vishayam irukka ipo irukke na. Now the question is, having understood these two question, object is there, subject is there. Now who is the knower of both at a time simultaneously? Ungalku theriyum, who is the knower of object clip, this subject illuminator, the mind? Who is knowing this mind and clip simultaneously? Ennu sonna, you cannot say. You can say mind is knowing the clip, you can say. That is okay, you can say. Mind is knowing the clip. Now tell me, who is knowing the mind? Na, mind is knowing the mind, you cannot say. When you say, I am the seer of the clip, and when you say, you are knowing the clip and I am the seer, you are knowing. The mind, thought. Who is the illuminator of these two, both at a time? Sakshi Chaitanyam alone is the illuminator of the mind as well as the clip. Through the mind, Atma Chaitanyam illumining the clip. Directly Atma Chaitanyam illumining the mind. Therefore, you cannot say mind is knowing the clip. Mind is knowing itself, you cannot say. Why? In the mind, only one thought can come at a time. Clip vritti irukkillaya mind lo? That's all. Mind lo, there is no second thought. Mind can entertain only one thought at a time. It cannot entertain two thoughts at a time, at a moment. One thought after the other, it can entertain, mind can entertain the thought, but not at a time. This is the condition. Mind, suppose you say, mind know itself. Okay, for hypothetical argument. Okay, mind alone knows the clip. Because the Purapashi want to establish mind is the Atma. No? He want to say mind is self-effulgent. Mind knows itself. He want to say. For that Shankaracharya argument this is. Mind illumines the clip. Mind knows the clip, okay. Mind cannot know itself because, for example, when you are listening my class, you are listening the sound of my words. So, this Shabda Akara Vritti, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Shabda Akara Vritti Shabda is taking place in the mind. You are listening, as you are listening the sound, you are having another knowledge. Two knowledges are there. What knowledge? Shabda Jnanam is there. And I am listening in the class, Jnanam also there. I am listener. Who is, where is it is taking place? In the mind. I am listener as well as I am listener of the Swamini's words. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad words. That is, you are listening object in words. Who is the listener subject? Yourself. And you know the words. Do you know that you are there? Do you know that you are in the class now at a time? Who is illumining the words? And mind is illumining the words. But naan class la irukken angaradhu yaar illumine pandranna? Mind illumine pannala. Mind cannot entertain that thought. ஏன்னா எந்த ஜானம் வரணும்னா விருத்தி வரணும். எந்த விருத்தி வரணும்னா மனசுல தான் வரணும். மனசுல விருத்தி வரணும்னா ஒரே விருத்தி தான் வரும். சுவாமினி சப்தம் கேட்டுட்டே இருக்கேன், நான் இருக்கேன் எனக்கு தெரியும் அப்படி சொல்ல முடியாது. மைண்டு தானே கேட்டுட்டு இருக்கேன்னு மனசு சொல்ல முடியாது. ஒரே வாட்டு ரெண்டு விருத்தி ஒரே வாட்டு மனசுல வர முடியாது. தட் மீன்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த லிசனர் is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. the mind which is listening the words, the subject which is listening the words, and the words are object, mind is the subject, and the mind subject who is the listener. Listener, that listener is not known by the mind. Suppose you say mind knows itself, and mana akara vritti should come. Feel you? மனஸ் ஆத்மான்னு சொன்னா கிளிப்பு ஆகார விருத்தியும் வரணும், நான் இருக்கேன்னு மனசுக்கு தெரியணும்னா மன ஆகார விருத்தி வரணும். மனசுல ஒரு ஆகார விருத்தி தான் வரும், மன ஆகார விருத்தி வந்தா கிளிப்பு போயிடும். அப்ப யூ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி பெர்செப்ஷன் இன் யுவர் எவ்ரி பெர்செப்ஷன் மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர், விருத்தி எக்ஸ்டர்னல் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ தேர். If you want to focus on the mind, mind knows itself anna mana aakara vritti vanda clip aakaram poidum, clip aakara vritti vanda mana aakaram poidum. Enna manasukulla ore thought dane varamudiyum, rendu thought varamudiyadu. Priyardo ungalukku kashtama irukkanu theriyiradhu enakku theriyum. Mana aakara vritti naan manasu ana mana aakara vritti varadhukku chances illai. என்ன மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் கண்டினியூஸ்லி என்டர்டெய்னிங் ஒன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் அதர், அதுக்கு டைமே கிடையாது தன்னை பத்தி தான் யோசிக்கிறதுக்கு. மைண்ட் இஸ் நெவர் ஃப்ரீ டு திங்க் அபவுட் இட் செல்ஃப். ஏன்னா மைண்ட் தேர் இஸ் ஒன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் அதர் எவ்ரி டைம், ஒன் விருத்தி ஆர் அதர். அங்கே டைம் எங்க இருக்க, நான் மனசுன்னு மனசுல மனாக்கார விருத்தி வரக்கு வர்றதுக்கு சான்சஸ்ஸே கிடையாது. புரியுறத, மனசுல மன ஆகார விருத்திக்கு வரத்துக்கு சான்சஸ் கிடையாது. வந்துச்சுன்னு என்னாயிடும், பர்செப்ஷன் போயிடும், அசல் விருத்தியே வர முடியாது. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஒருவேளை மன ஆகார விருத்தி வந்தா கிளிப்பு ஆகாரம் போயிடும். யூ கேன் நாட் ரிகக்னைஸ் யுவர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆர் ஒய்ஃப் ஆர் சில்ட்ரன், நோ தாட் கேன் கம் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி, இட் இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள். தேர் ஃபோர் யுவர் இன்ட்ராக்ஷன், யுவர் பர்செப்ஷன் is happening only because of one vritti. Therefore mind cannot know itself. Mind is known by the sakshi chaitanyam. In every perception, external objects you are seeing, mind is illumining, mind is the subject. This mind is known by the sakshi chaitanyam. Therefore mind cannot be the atma. So then what? For that Shankaracharya says, who is the knower of the book? Mind. We say, who is the knower of the book? Who is the knower of the clip? Mind. Who is the knower of the mind? Atma. Mind is the knower of mind. Why can't I say mind is the knower of mind? Mind is the knower of the mind. It cannot know anything else. Yena. To know, vritti has to come. If vritti comes, one vritti alone can come. If one vritti comes, I am mind and vritti vanda, no external knowledge. Not possible. So what? For that, we must know two principles. In the purinjikadana, rendu principles theriyanum. What are those principles? Mind can know anything through the vritti alone. First point. Principle number one, mind can know anything, any blessed thing in the world through vritti alone. Principle number one. Principle number two is, mind can entertain at a time one vritti alone. இது ரொம்ப நல்லா புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். Anything can take place only through the vritti. Vritti is very important. Mind can know anything through the vritti alone. Principle number one. Principle number two is, mind can entertain only one vritti at a time, no two vrittis. Therefore, when you are knowing any object in the world, how many vrittis are there? One vritti. And the object vritti da irukkum. Mana akara vritti varave varadu. So what na? Now, புஸ்தக ஆகார விருத்தி, கட ஆகார விருத்தி, கிளிப்பு ஆகார விருத்தி என்று சொன்ன மாதிரி மன ஆகார விருத்தின்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. தப்பி தவறி கூட மன ஆகார விருத்தி வரவே வராது, வர முடியாது. So what? Because already mind is entertaining the one object or other, therefore mana akara vritti cannot come. Okay, then what? The next question. Question mele question. Okay. Suppose the mind entertained the vritti of the mind and chunanya. Suppose mind entertained the vritti of the mind, no cognition take place, no knowledge take place. Papa mind kenna velana velila paaka vendida. Now what is the next step we have to go? How do you refer the mind? Mind as the subject. How do you refer the mind as the subject? Illuminator of the clip, I said. How do you refer mind? Clip akara vritti has taken place in the mind. Then what do you say? I see the clip. I see the book. I see the mic. I see the fan. Like you say. These words we say. How do you refer the mind as the subject? How do we refer as subject? I. We refer the mind subject as I. I see the book. I see the clip. This is the reference of the mind as I. Every one of us refer the mind alone as I. So, I know the pot, I know the pen, I know the book, I know the everything. I know, I know, I know. This I know is nothing but reference of the mind. Mind, reference in an I know. In the I know, the clip angrathu in the I know enge varudhu manasukulla varudhu. I know the clip, clip akara vritti manasukulla irukka. I know anna sollum bodhu manasu da illumine pandrathu clip ni. Naan clip ni illumine pandren nu sollum bodhu yaar solra? Manasu. So manas is the subject. Puriyudha? Mind is the subject. So I know as referring to the mind alone. I refer to the mind. I know the clip. Clip theriyaradhu. I know angaradhu referring to mind. So what? Mind has no time to think of itself. Adhu da vishayam. Mind has no time to think of itself. Mind is always with one object or other. So finally another question comes. How did I know that? I know the clip. I know, refer to the mind. How do I know? I know the clip. Clip is object. Mind is the subject. I know the clip. I know I refer to the mind. How did I know that? In the knowledge, clip is the object, illumined by the mind. Mind is the illuminator. Illuminator mind. Once that illumines the clip, what I say? I know the clip. How did I know that I know the clip? How did I know that I know the clip? For that, certainly it is not because of thought. That's what we want to say. Mind is the illuminator of the clip. Clip is illumined by the mind. Mind is the subject. Immediately the thought comes, I know the clip. This I know the clip. How do I know na? It is not because of the thought. It is not because of the thought. Why? Because thought has been already utilized for clip. Puriyalaya? Thought has been already utilized for clip. So thought cannot refer to the mind because one thought already occupied. Somebody is in the mind ni yaro purinjikira yaar avan purinjikiravanna. So the word you have to know because the thoughts has been utilized all the time to hear me or to see the object. Your thoughts are only listening my sound all the time. Your thoughts are not focusing on I am hearing. I am hearing and thought irukka. I am hearing so many words and a listener irukkidara. I am listener angra thought irukka manasukulla ipo. I am listener angra thought vanda listening sound poidum. Sound irundha I am listener thought varadu. Adanalai the thought cannot arise because your thought is utilized for what? to listen to my sound. Your thought is already utilized for my sound. So therefore, at a time I am asking, simultaneously, at a time, I am the listener of Swamini's words, thought cannot arise in the mind. Why? Because mind cannot know anything without thought. Mind cannot know anything without thought. But somebody, someone else is there. Mind cannot know. Manakara vritti is not possible. That means what? Mind cannot know anything without thought. Can you say, next point, you cannot say mind is entertaining two thoughts also, you cannot say. Mind cannot know anything without thought. Mind can entertain two thoughts also, you cannot say. Then what you can say now? You cannot say anything. You cannot say anything. The last point is, then how does the mind knows its continuity? How does the mind knows its continuity in every perception, every cognition? For that only Shastra says, I see a book, I see a pen, whatever you say, all these are, answer is given, the two possible answers. Inge, rendu possible answers are there. Buddhist comes and says, mind alone says, I see the book. Mind alone is the answer for them. Mind alone is the illuminator of the mind, and mind alone is the illuminator of book also. This is one answer. We rule out this answer. Second answer is, what we give, the first answer we have to rule out, then only second answer. Okay. First answer rule out pannadhukku appuram thana second answer ku poga mudiyum. Second answer Advaiti gives. First answer Buddhist gives. What Buddhism says, mind knows itself. Mind is self-effulgent. Mind knows itself. Mind knows the clip, book, everything. Further, Shankaracharya says, if you say so, there is yukti virodha, shruti virodha. Two virodhas comes, contradiction. What is yukti virodha, reasoning? No. First, yukti virodha we will see. In the first, any vritti, it has to undergo modification. Mind, if you say mind is knowing itself, the vritti taking place, na vritti has to undergo a change. Any savikaram cannot be atma. Are you coming to the point? If you say mind is atma, mind is knowing itself, knowing process taking place. Process means modification. Modification means changing. Changing means savikaram. Any savikaram modification is happening only in the anatma. It cannot happen in the atma. If you say mind is atma, the mind is undergoing a change. Savikaram, it is taking place. Whatever is undergoing a change is anatma. Therefore, mind is that of the nature of undergoing change constantly. How can you call that mind which is undergoing change, savikaratvat ghatavat, mind is undergoing a change? You cannot say mind is atma. Not only that, mind is jadam. Reasoning is savikaratvat manaha atma na bhavati ghatavat. That is the reasoning. Mind cannot be the atma because of manaha svayam na svayam prakashaha savikaratvat ghatavat na svayam prakashaha atma savikaratvat ghatavat. Mind is also like a ghatam. Ghatam is undergoing change. Mind is also undergoing a change. That's all. This is reasoning, yukti. Then what is shruti pramanam? In shruti also, vikaramsha gunamshaiva prakriti guna sambhavan. All vikaras belong to prakriti. Guna sambhavan prakriti. Therefore, it is not atma, it belongs to prakriti. Changing. In Chandogya 6th chapter, there is another proof. Annamayah gumhi saumya manaha. Annamayah gumhi anna vikara mind. Who says, in the 6th chapter, father tells to Shaunaka, oh my dear son, Uddalaka says to his son, oh my dear son, annamayah gumhi saumya manaha. Mind is made up of annam. அன்ன விகார ஏவ மனஹா. அந்த விகாரமான ஒரு மனசு போய் நீ ஆத்மா நீ எப்படி சொல்ல முடியும்? ஆத்மா இஸ் நிர்விகாரஹா, தேர் இஸ் நோ மாடிஃபிகேஷன். தேர் ஃபோர் ஸ்ருதி விரோத யுக்தி விரோத. யுக்தி விரோதன்னா ரீசனிங் இஸ் லைக் எனி அதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட், மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ அண்டர் கோயிங் சேஞ்ச். லைக் எ பாட், இட் இஸ் அண்டர் கோயிங் எ சேஞ்ச். மைண்ட் இஸ் ஆல்சோ, ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் அண்டர் கோயிங் எனி சேஞ்ச். So you cannot say Atma is the mind is Atma, you cannot say. Then what? Atma alone is self-effulgent. Atma alone is illumining the mind. That's what we have to say. Atma, we call it as Sakshi Chaitanyam. When I say I slept, I awake, I dreamt, these words we refer to the mind. That I implies, there are two. I slept, I dreamt, I awake and shunnambodhu, there is Chetana Amsha and Jada Amsha. Mind also is there. Chetana, Sakshi Chaitanyam is also there. When I say I slept, I dreamt, I awake and shunnambodhu, it connects to the mind, implies to the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Chetana Padartha comes to the Atma Chaitanya. When I slept, and the slept, dreamt, slept, awake, the Jada Amsha belongs to the Manas. That's Manas changing, and I slept, I dreamt, when we say, we refer to the mind alone. Achetana Amsha Manaha involved, and Chetana Amsha Atma Chaitanyam illuminating the mind. Therefore, I slept, I dreamt, I awaken, it refers to the mind alone. Atma never sleep, Atma never awake, Atma never dreamt. Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the mind. Mind alone says, I slept, I dreamt, I awake. And I awake, I dreamt, I slept, and it சொல்றதுக்கு யார் வேணும் தெரியுமோ? சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் வேணும். அந்த சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் இல்லாமல் இந்த மனசுக்குள்ள அந்த தாட் அரைஸ் ஆகாதுன்னு, ஜட பதார்த்தம் இல்லையோ மனசு, அந்த ஜடமான மனசுக்குள்ள அந்த தாட் ரைஸ் ஆகணும். அந்த ரைஸ் ஆனதுக்கு அப்புறம் இட் இல்யூமினிஸ் த வேர்ல்ட். மைண்ட் இஸ் லைக் எ மூன். அத Mind is like a moon. Like moon borrows the sunlight and moonlight illumines the objects. Similarly, mind is also like a moon, borrows sentiency, chetana amsha from the sakshi chaitanyam, and after borrowing sakshi chaitanyam, it gets the illuminator status. And the illuminator status vandi ennaidu, it illumines the entire world. It illumines the body. It illumines the my own mind also. Mind illumines itself. Not self-effulgent. Mind is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam consciousness. Anal consciousness by I slept, I dreamt. My husband, my wife, இதெல்லாம் மனசுல நடக்கிற விருத்தி பரிணாமம். இந்த விருத்தி பரிணாமம் எல்லாம் நடக்கும்போது அந்த விருத்திக்கு கனெக்டடான ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் இருக்கும். ஹஸ்பண்ட் தாட், வைஃப் தாட், அந்த கரஸ்பாண்டிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் அந்த மனசுக்குள்ள நடக்கும்போது, அந்த மனசுக்குள்ள ஐ ஆம் ஹஸ்பண்ட், ஐ ஆம் வைஃப், ஐ ஆம் எ டாட்டர், லைக் திஸ் ஐ ஆம் வென் யூ சே பிலாங் டு த மைண்ட் அலோன், தட் ஆர் ஆல் இல்லூமின்ட் பை த சாட்சி சைதன்யம். இந்த ஜடமான மனசு போய் இல்லுமினாய், என்ன பண்ணுறது? சப்ஜெக்ட் ஹுட் வந்து இதாக இருக்கு. சப்ஜெக்ட் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் இட் ஹேஸ் காட். அந்த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஸ்டேட்டஸ் இட்ஸ் நாட் ரியல். இட் இஸ் ஹேஸ் பின் பாரோட் ஃப்ரம் த ஒரிஜினல். பட் வி சே வாட்? We take mind is real, body is real, problems are real, world is real. When a teacher comes and says world is not real, body is not real, and a teacher is not real, and chulludu. Shastra says what to do? It is very difficult to understand. Therefore, we have to understand here, Atma Swayam Jyotihi. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.